By the very means of internet radio. God bless you on this wonderful Monday evening. I'm sure that you had a wonderful and awesome experience on Resurrection Sunday. That's right. I'm sure that whatever service you attended and whatever fellowship that you had in honoring not just the death and burial of Jesus Christ, but him getting up out of the grave. And as Missionary Ken called, say, that is the gospel. Nothing else, nothing added or taken away. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he did it all just so you and me can have an opportunity to receive salvation. Amen. Because it's on us to receive it now. Amen. But the work for it is already done. Isn't it wonderful when you're going to the movies and who you're supposed to be meeting say, hey, I'm going to leave your ticket at the door under your name. I mean, no one else can get it. It's under your name, but it's up to you to get there to the door. Jesus said, I am the door. The door to what? The door to eternal life with the Father. And so I'm so glad to be here with you one more time. Yes, my name made the woke list early this morning. I'm still alive. Unless you're listening to this after the 18th, this is not a recording. Amen. I'm speaking to you live, amen, but I'm speaking to you from my heart, and I'm speaking to you to encourage you that the best is still yet to come. Oh, yeah, how can you say that, preacher? Easy. You're still here. That means God got some more things for you to do, some more things for you to experience. So, yes, I can say to you the best is yet to come. When the Apostle Paul had finished his Christian journey, he said, I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. So, listen, we haven't gotten to the end of that journey. Amen. Many of us, we're just beginning the journey. Some of us somewhere in the middle of the journey. But nevertheless, it is up to you and I to keep the faith and finish the race. Amen. Amen. It's so good to have you here with us on today. Amen. Allow me to get this a few announcements out of the way.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
Amen. Amen. And to all of you in area code 901-440-216 and others, God bless you on today for joining us. Hey, you know, the challenge for all of us is to wait on God.
There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. That's not the way it is with God. Do you value God's choice enough to wait?
Amen, amen. Do you value God's choice to wait? Let us take a moment to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, matter of fact, we're going to pray the prayer. The disciples came to Jesus one day and they said, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples also to pray. And so he said, when you pray, pray this. And this is how he prayed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. As we forgive those our debtors, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. This is the prayer that he prayed. Growing up, my mom would put me and my brother down on our knees, and we would pray that prayer. But when we got to the end of the prayer, we could not get up. We had to continue to pray. And we was encouraged to pray for our family. So at this time, Father, bless our mothers. Bless our natural fathers. Bless our aunties and uncles. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you look down on our cousins. Look down on our siblings, our brothers and our sisters. Give them strength. And those that are sick in our families that we know of, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would heal them. We pray, Lord God, that you would put them on the road of recovery. Those that are in nursery homes and even in halfway houses, whatever position that they have been allotted at this time, God, we ask that you will visit them there. Lord God, we know that you have given us the ability to visit, but when we can't visit, sometimes in the midnight hour when they're feeling lonely and when they're feeling discouraged, we ask that you would send your spirit to visit them where they are. We ask that you would touch their conscience to let them know, although that they are seemingly alone, they are not alone, that you are with them. And God, help us, remind us to pick up the phone and call them, to check on them, to see about them. Help me, Lord, to remember those that are sick and shut in. Help me, Lord. Help us, Father God, that we don't forget those that you have put in our circle to be in contact with, in touch with. Help us, Lord God. It seems like the coronavirus made it so that people are afraid to touch one another. But, Lord God, I think it was an opportunity for us to be shut in with our families, so that we will communicate with one another and give us another form to reach out and touch others across the world. And so we thank you now, even for platforms like this, the internet radio, where we can be heard all over the world that receive this signal. We thank you, Lord God, for the Six Eyes Radio Network. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for those that put this system together, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you will continue to bless them, Lord God. Look down on Brother Charles, Lord God, the founder of this Six Eyes Radio Network. God, give him strength. Continue to allow his creativity to flourish and to grow, and allow him to help others to grow in their craft, Lord God, as he records, as he do those things in the studio that you have called him to do. And we thank you now, Lord God. We thank you for the support system that you have given him. Lord God, we know sometimes our support system don't do a lot of supporting. But, Lord God, we pray that his faith fail not, that he waver not in the charge that you have given him. And to those that you have supported him, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that our support is enough to encourage his heart to never stop and to keep on running, running to you to see what the end is going to be. And we thank you now, Lord God. We thank you for each program on this network, Lord God. We thank you for each one of them in their respective places. We know all things are not for all people. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that each program has this designated design audience to reach. And we pray, Lord God, that we are able to reach them in an effective way, a positive way, a godly way. And, Lord God, that the gospel is preached and is shared with those of like faith, and they are encouraged to continue on in their journeys to do all that you called them to do. We love you today, God, and we thank you for loving us. And we thank you most of all for teaching us how to love one another as we learn how to love you even better. God, we thank you, Lord God. You are our perfect example. As we read your word, as we search your word, we see more and more on how to improve our lives. And we thank you now, God. And, God, we ask that you will bless this service on tonight, Lord God, this program. Lord God, bless the selected music that shall be played. Bless the word that shall be shared, Lord God, if we share your seven promises today, Lord God, and some other things that we're going to share. God, we thank you now. We thank you now for what you are doing in this world. And we pray, Lord God, that we are being obedient to the charge that you have given us individually. We love you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I want to encourage you, beloved brothers and sisters, that you are favored of God.
The favor of God stops your being manipulated by the circumstances. People say, well, under the circumstances, so-and-so. Well, what are you doing under the circumstances? With the favor of God, you're supposed to be on top of the circumstances. Stop being manipulated by circumstances. Stop worrying about the unknown. Some of you are young, and you're worried about the unknown. Stop it. If you have favor with God, it will be well with you. It will be well with your children. It will be well with all you put your hands to, because the favor of God is already in the future, working out the future. Things you don't even know are about to happen. God has already straightened them out in your behalf, because you and you and you are favored of God.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Go heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refuse to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Closing every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more. The calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out, hallelujah here, hallelujah, life with you is worth fighting.
Isn't that wonderful to know that you are worth fighting for? Yes, you. You're like worth fighting for. Welcome to area code 216 that joined in on the line, and area code 404. God bless you. You are worth fighting for. Christ gave his life for you. He did it for me too. But it's not about me. It's about us. It's about the family of God being redeemed, being brought back to him. Before I go any further, in the beginning of my program, I love to have testimony service. The testimony service is a testament of something good that has already happened. And the way testimony service should be, it should be you telling the world or someone about the goodness of God in your life, something good. We know you have to say that something bad may have occurred, but don't give the highlight to the bad. Be sure to give the highlight to the good. In a world where we are dealing with low self-esteem, depression, mental health has really been a challenge in this day and time. And seem like wherever we turn, we are seeing people now that are challenged with mental health. We're not demonizing people who have mental health issues. All I do know is he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. That means God can heal you from any situation, period. There was a man by the pool called Bethesda who had been lame and unable to walk on his own. And his struggle was that a miracle occurred every year around the same time. And those that got in the pool first received that miracle. And he was close enough to the pool, but he could not get in the pool. And for 6 years, he remained in that condition. It is safe to say this man had low self-esteem. This man was depressed. It is safe to say that his mental fortitude was challenged. But when Jesus came on the scene, he didn't worry about how long he was there. He didn't worry about how he ended up there. He asked them one simple question: thou be made whole. In other words, do you want to be healed? Do you want healing? And the man said, yes. He said, take up your bed and walk. That means the healer, which is Jesus Christ, was there. And all he needed was a yes. And when that man said yes and responded to the yes by following the set instruction, getting up, picking up the cart that he was on and walking away from the pool. Sometimes we think that we need certain people in our lives to get better. Sometimes we think we need certain medicines in our lives to get better. But there's a revelation that you can receive from God himself that will tell you you are better today, not tomorrow. Not the next day, but miracles still happen just like that. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Some people believe in the medicine, so by all means, keep taking your medicine. But those of you that want to trust God to break the cycle keeping you bound, begin to pray and listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and watch God deliver you in whatever it is that's keeping you bound, whatever it is that's holding you back. He's able to help you accomplish weight loss. He's able to help you accomplish weight gain if you're too skinny. Amen. He's able to help you accomplish your career, your jobs. He's able to help you to accomplish a successful marriage. It takes both of you, though. Y'all have to work on it. Amen. You have to pray together and believe together that God can unite you all. And he's able to restore family. Yes, he is. You have the favor of God here for you. I'm going to open up the mics now. And I'm going to open up all of them. Usually we tell you that the one, if you like your mic open, I'm just going to open up all the mics when I sign back onto the board here. My screen timed out. There we go. And I'm just going to open up all the mics. Now, if you don't want to say nothing, you don't have to. But want to encourage you to take this opportunity, if you don't do nothing but say hello, give God a testimony. Now, I'm not going to sing today, but y'all know my song. I believe I testify while I have a chance. For I may not have a chance anymore. So I'm going to tell it while I can tell it, because I may get to a point where I'm gone and I won't be able to tell it anymore. And so tell somebody your testimony. 3, 2, 1. It's your turn to share. First, we're going
hello,
to call
Dan.
Hello. How you doing, Sister Emily? She was ready, y'all. She was ready. Amen. How you doing? You have a testimony you'd like to share? Or you just saying hello?
Oh, yeah, I got one today. Even I had got angry earlier.
Okay.
God kept me from doing something that would have harmed an animal. My emotional support animals were irritating me, and my mom's two cats were irritating me. I was able, with God's grace, to keep my hands to myself.
Mm.
Even though I said I was going to do something, I didn't do it. With God's grace, God kept me from doing what I was going to do.
Amen. The Bible says anger, but sin not. So you didn't sin against the animal about abusing them. So I am so glad to hear that. I am. I really am glad to hear that, because abuse can happen on so many different levels and so many different avenues. And so I'm glad to hear God has kept you in check. Amen. Because we all need to. And, you know, it don't take but one moment to let anger burst through, and we go into from anger to madness. That's why I tell people, they say, "You mad?" So, no, I'm not. I'm in total control, because madness is a state of losing control. When you have lost control, you don't control what you do. You don't control the words that are coming out your mouth. So I just know I'm not mad. I know exactly what I'm saying, and I mean exactly what I'm saying. I'm only going to say what I want to say, because I understand the scripture, that they be angry but sin not. And so good to hear you. How's your mom doing? I want you to let her know that Pastor Bonnie is praying for her. We here at the Six Eyes Radio Network are praying for her and your aunt. We're praying for them that God will continue to heal their body. Amen.
And it was a blessing yesterday. I got to go out, spend time with both of them, got to see some cousins that I hadn't seen since my biological father's mother had passed. Got to meet up with a couple of them.
Okay.
Got pictures of them and everything.
How many years ago that was? We don't know the timeline.
Oh, Lord. I was in sixth grade when she passed.
Oh, okay. So a long time. Because you, how old you is? 39?
I'm 51 now. Don't I wish I was 49, Dad?
I said 39. I said 39.
Don't I wish I was in my 30s? Even in my 20s, too.
That's all right. We're going to give somebody else an opportunity to testify. Amen. 3, 2, 1, it's your turn. Come on, ready, go.
I want to thank the Lord today. I was working on the Bible that we've been working on for those that have severe visual impairments. And I was getting Pastor Bonnet earlier today as we were recording him for our Friday show. Everybody needs to check him out. He's doing very well. And Six, I know that you're listening in tonight. He's giving you a run for your money. You guys need to check out the Friday show. He's giving you a run for your money on the song and poem. He's doing very well on that. And
all right.
So he's giving you a run for your money on that. He may end up beating you. So, and then, but the thing was, as I was working on the Bible today, I noticed everybody knows about the issue that I had when I went in last month on the 9th because of the heart attack I had. Well, I had some symptoms today, but they weren't too bad. Mm. And I said, Lord, I want to be able to get onto the show tonight and enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. You got to help me out with this. And so I'm here. I made the woke list, and I'm here today. And I didn't end up in the hospital tonight, so I could thank the Lord for that. Mm-hmm. And I was picking on Pastor Bonnet. I wanted to see how well he'd be able to figure out where I was. I says, I finished chapter 426, and I asked him if he could figure out where I was. He thought I was in Daniel. I said, no, I didn't get that far yet. No, just as a testimony to everybody, we made it through Nehemiah, so we're cruising along. We're over a third of the way complete, so that's just a little update on the Bible.
Excellent, excellent.
Brother Six, just I'm coming back to you. That's so very good to hear that part of that program. One of the things I want to do real quick, and we're going to continue with the testimony, I want to put a plug in here. I believe in supporting when God bless you and you are able to support other things. I have other things that I'm working on. We just got finished doing a big community event here in Memphis. And so I'm often busy doing other things as well as taking care of my own family. Got to do that. Amen. One of the things that Missionary Ken does is the Bible for the Blind Ministry. I had meant to do it last month, but I wasn't able to do it because of the other obligations I was tied into. But he was saying, I believe one of the amounts that he had asked for those that could to contribute, I think it was $35, if I'm not mistaken, that he was asking to help him deliver those complete Bibles.
You're talking about the 18-point print Bible there, Pastor Bonnet.
And so,
and Six both offered to get an 18-point print Bible for those who are able to and need that size print. And it's $35, yes.
And so what I'm going to do is I have the snail mail information, and I'm going to send you my money order to you so that you will have that in the next week here as snail mail may come. But I want you to give the information for those that may not want to use the snail mail. Give that information, but also give the other form of information that they may be able to contribute to that. This is a good program. Ministry costs people. It costs for this radio station. It costs for your local church to be in operation. And many of us, the blessing that we have is so that we can do other things outside of just take care of ourselves. And so oftentimes we want more money so we can buy more things, but we don't do more things that are needful to bless our planet, to bless our community. This is something that will help those that really desire to read the Bible and study the Bible that are challenged visually. And so we want to help them. And so tomorrow I'll be getting that to send to him. So he'll get it within this next week or so here. And I would like to encourage someone that's listening to, if you can't purchase the whole Bible, go share in. Donate $15, half the amount, $17.50 rather. Join in and do what God allows you to do and are able to do. But he's going to give us that information now, and we're going to continue with our testimony service in just a moment. Missionary Ken, come give us that information that we may render support to the Bible for the Blind.
Okay, there are several ways you can give to the Ministry of Holiness Bibles for the Blind. The first one is you could go to PayPal if you have a PayPal account, and you enter the email address 2for1katie@gmail.com. That's a digit number 2. Then you spell the word 4, F is Frank, O is Oscar, R is Randy, digit number 1, Katie, K is Kite, A is Apple, T is Tom, I is an Indian, E is Elephant, @gmail.com, 2for1katie@gmail.com. And then, of course, you just enter in the box the amount of your love gift, and we thank you at Holiness Bibles for the Blind, and God will richly bless you for your love gift. The second option you have, if you have a credit card and wish to donate that way, you could go to our website, and that allows you two options that way. First off, with a credit card, you go on our homepage of holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. And you go down to the bottom of the homepage where it says Love Offerings. You click that, and then you're able to use your credit card there. The third option is on that same homepage, you click Contact Us. And it's got our snail mail address. And then all you do is fill out your check or money order, and you make it. You can make it payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Holiness, spelled, of course, Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles for the Blind. And then you just send it to the snail mail address on the contact page there at holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. And we, once again, reiterate that we thank you very, very much, and yes, God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for that information. And later on, we would like for you to give information concerning this wonderful radio station to our listeners. We have some wonderful listeners that have been contributing to the station, and we want to give opportunities for those that have been enjoying these programs and being blessed by this program to sow their seeds. They want to, one thing about sowing seed, when you sow seed, you can expect a harvest. Amen. Many people want to expect a harvest, but they haven't sown nothing. And there's a law of reaping and sowing, but you got to sow to reap. Amen. You have to sow. That's been from the beginning of time. The Bible says early in Genesis, so long as the earth remains, there shall always be seed time and harvest. Amen. It goes on to say some other things along with that, but amen. So there's always going to be seed time and harvest, a time to plant and a time to reap that which was planted. Amen. And so we want to thank you very much. Again, somebody may have a testimony. Maybe God has blessed you financially, and you want to share that tonight, or God has blessed you to pay something that you weren't able to pay before. God has blessed you in your health, whatever it may be. Come on. 321, it's your turn. It's ready, golf. Come on.
Okay, well, I was waiting for a lady to speak if they were going to speak. Well, the Lord has blessed me each and every day. I made the woke list. My endeavors are being reached. So I'm making progress with that, and just everything that he does to continue to bless me. So I have no complaints in that. So just pushing forward, working, getting things done with the Lord's help. Thank you. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. That is a wonderful testimony that God is still helping you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let nothing
Amen.
Stop you.
That's it. Don't do it. How Sweetie doing?
Sweetie is doing good. She's doing good. She's in there eating right now. And the puppy's doing good. It's getting used to the house. So,
okay.
It's good. We had good Resurrection Day yesterday. We reflected on Mama. Talked about some memories and had Easter dinner, you know, first time without her since her passing. So we
uh-huh.
did that and went ahead and, like I said, had dinner, reflect on good memories, and we hear our Motivation to Money with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
Amen. Yes. Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. There's going to be quite a few firsts without, so coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, you guard your heart by, you know, those days are coming. And you prepared
mm-hmm.
those days to purposely focus only on the good.
Yes.
Because there can be
yes.
challenges just to be sad for the absence. And
mm-hmm.
and that's all right for your heart to long for that which is no longer there. But you purpose to heal your heart through the focus on the happiness of those former memories. Amen.
Yes.
And to know that she was saved. She loved the Lord, and the Lord showed enough loved her. And she's
yes.
now in a better place. And so allow that to fill you with joy and to keep
yes.
you in that joyful state.
Yes, sir.
And don't mean
and
you,
you
won't
know,
have no sad days. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean you're not going to have sad days. They are designed to come. But
right.
when they come, you remind those days you had so many wonderful days. And you hold on to the wonderful. Never allow the negative to overrule the positive.
Correct. Thank you for that. And you know, it was her goal, you know, to keep this station going. She always said, "Keep the station going," and that's my goal, to inspire the sighted as well as unsighted. That's my mission, and to let them know if there's anybody that's suffering sight loss, newly. About to lose their sight, low vision, whatever, you can keep going. All you have to do is just adapt and keep going, keep moving no matter how you do it. And faith is light in the midst of darkness. So just keep going and don't let nothing stop you.
Amen. I enjoy that. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
321, would anybody else like to give a testimony of the goodness of God in your life? Amen. All right.
Pastor Bonnet, speaking of
yes.
Mama 6, I'd like to put a little plug in as a reminder about our first Friday show of this next coming month. We are doing not only our anniversary show for the 5th year anniversary of the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show, but it's also a tribute to Mama 6, and want to invite
okay.
everybody to that show.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the same show program that I'm supposed to be on with you?
No, that show that you're talking about there is the day just before the tribute show, and that's a tag team of all the Six Eyes preachers, and they're doing a special message all based on one verse. Each preacher takes a 20-minute message on Proverbs 23 and verse 2. So everybody would love to be for that. So that would be the first Thursday of next month as well. So kind of get a plug in for both shows.
Okay. So Thursday and Friday going to be just a powwow of going into the weekend. Okay. That's good. And we know we have a new program on Saturday. Starting at, I think, 11:30. Am I right, Six?
Yes, that's AJ and the squad. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of squad? Say it again.
AJ and the squad.
Okay, AJ and the squad. On
mm-hmm.
Saturday at 11:30.
Yeah, those are that's our newest show on the network. Myself, ATL, and the squad. And
okay.
those are my future broadcasters that I'm creating, and they're doing a great job.
Okay. That's what I was listening for. I was waiting on that future broadcaster. See, I remember that plug from the other day. And so as you were praying out for them, amen. And so we want to pray that creativity will flow in a positive way and allow, and prayerfully God can get the glory out of the things that he, God alone, is doing through our hands. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. All right. And having given everyone an opportunity to give their testimony, I'm going to go ahead and turn all
the
lines. Okay, one more. Okay, you sneak it in there. Come on.
I got you. You know, I just want to say this as a testimony. I never got to meet Mother 6 in person, but on the
okay.
show, I'm going to tell 6. I looked at her as another mama. I respected her, and I thank God just for meeting her on the show.
Amen. Same here. Whenever I heard Mama on a program, I made me just want to do more. And look, not that I was given any less, you know, but it made me want to push more because I knew I had a person of wisdom on there. And it's something like, you know, young boys, when their mama out there watching them play sports, they go that extra. They say, see, Mom, because we want to hear, that's my baby right there. And so when Mama Six was that person that you was listening for her to say, oh, job well done, you know, and to appreciate what was being said and done. I look for that in those that have come before me because I know that the platform that I'm building on, I'm only able to build it because of the builders that preceded me. And so I'm so grateful to those that have shared the gospel long before me. And I'm hoping that I'm building and establishing platform for those that's coming behind me, that they may be able to run and stand as well. So I'm thankful. Amen. Carr got, yeah, Jekyll and Carr has this song, It's Gonna Happen. Maybe you're dealing with some things and you're wondering when. Hold on to your faith.
You gotta
hear
before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know it's gonna happen. It won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see. But God said this one's on me. But God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me, gotta see it before it happens, believe before it happens, see it before it happens, you got to know.
It's gonna happen.
You're coming out of poverty, yes you are, 'cause it's gonna happen. gonna happen. Oh, that's the way.
Amen. It's going to happen. We just celebrated Resurrection Sunday here in the West. Over in America, we call it Easter. Easter celebration has been well known as a Christian holiday. But like many holidays, you cannot stop other persuasions for adding their input. We know that with Easter celebration, which is the celebration that the Christian faith has, reminding them of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which took place after the Passover, which happened at a particular time of the year. A lot of people wonder whether or not the Easter egg and all of that stuff was acceptable and different challenges. And you have different people making their statements on it. Allow me to make this statement. I consider it Resurrection Sunday because that's what it is. It is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Where the word Easter comes from and how the origin of that particular term, it varies. We know that in year 346 or something like that, that term came about. It was added into the Christian celebration. But many Christians symbolized the egg, and they would paint them red because it was signifying new life and the beginning. And although the egg themselves has a different terminology, we're not going to get into the pagan side of it. That's what the Christian was celebrating it for, celebrating new life. Because as Christians, we believe that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means the term that we have, born again. And so that new life, and we're celebrating the newness of life because all of us knew that death was the end of the road. But Christ, as he said to Martha and Mary, I am the resurrection. In other words, I am the life. And so before Christ ascended on high, before a company of over 500 people as witness, he told them, and now all power is given unto me, both of life and death. And so the glory of him getting up is to let us know that he didn't just have some power, but he had truly all power, because he has power over life and death. And so he has all power. And so that means to us as believers, it doesn't matter what I'm going through in life, what I'm facing in life, Christ is able to give me more life. Now, I'll go back to my little notes here. I let my computer shut off. So these are the things that I know. But the celebration always happened the first Sunday in the month of Nisan. Now, the month of Nisan is the calendar that the Hebrew and those over there use in Pakistan and areas over there. That month of Nisan usually was month number one, I believe, coming right after spring, coming at the beginning of spring. And so, and for us here, that use the different calendar that we use here in America, that month of Nisan, that first Sunday of Nisan, usually falls between March and April for us. And so that's why typically it can seem to move based on how the calendar falls for us in the month as spring comes in. And so there's so much more information, and I encourage you to do your own homework and to look it up. And if you feel that you may offend God by using the term Easter, don't use it, because you don't want to offend God. If the Holy Spirit in you have convicted you not to use that term, don't use it. But don't condemn others if they use it, okay? Why? Jesus said, think not that I have come to condemn the world, but I have come that the world may have life. So if Jesus came to give life and to speak life, let's do the same. That's what my encouragement is. Let's do the same. And if you feel that it's wrong and you have biblical information and you have solid foundation, take time to teach it. Take time to help someone understand your point of view. And then give them the opportunity that you have to make up their own mind and to follow what they believe is right. Because at the end of the day, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I can preach the gospel to you, but I can't make you saved. Salvation comes to you through your faith and your belief and your confession. The work is done, true enough, but you have to consume it for yourself. Amen. You can go to the best buffet in the world, but it ain't going to do you no good if you don't open up your mouth and put some of that food on the inside and chew and swallow. It ain't going to do you no good. You can say, ooh, ah, wee, but you're going to have to chew. You're going to have to put it in your mouth. You're going to have to chew it. You're going to have to swallow. Let's learn to chew up the word, put it in our mouth, put it in our heart. And David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So let's get the word. Hey, I want to encourage you today with seven promises of God. Amen. Seven promises of God. I don't know, maybe you've been with us a while now. This is King going on 5 years with his program. I've been here a while with Brother Six, and I'm not sure how long, but I've been here a while, and maybe you heard me say this particular teaching before. I like to repeat things because I believe God has given me pillars of messages that must be resounded. The Bible is so vast. Just because you read it one time don't mean you got it all. And just because you read it twice don't mean you have it all. There's so much in God that the truth of the matter is we could take one book out of those 66 books and studied them for a lifetime, and God can still give us revelation. That means new knowledge, new understanding. Because the Holy Spirit is alive, and because he's alive, he's constantly bringing up. He's not evolving. We are evolving. God is who he was from the very beginning. He changed not. It is us that are changing. Let me prove it. When you got 14, most of us, when we turned 14, we thought our parents was crazy. They didn't understand. They didn't know. Then we got around about 16, 17, and we realized those that were 14 was crazy, and they didn't know. But that once was us. We got 21, and we looked at those that thought they were 17 and thought they knew something. And said, you don't know nothing. You got to live a little bit. And those of us that made it past 21, got around 30 and looked back and said, ooh, I was so foolish. And it's amazing how we'll look back on our own life and see that natural evolution, natural evolving, developing into a better and more. Could we say this statement? Ooh, if I knew what I know now. Have you ever said that? Ooh, yes, you have. Yes, you have. I know you have. You know, I said it. You probably said it today. Glory to God. But if you knew then what you knew now, things would have been different. Oh, yeah, they would have been so much different. But because we are constantly evolving, because we're constantly growing and developing, we know that there's a process in life to development. All of us was born not walking. There's not one of us that a human being that are born walking. We had to learn. We had to develop. So life goes on for us that way. And so reading the Word of God, it will constantly evolve our life. You know, we are blessed today because of Father Abraham. Now, we sang the song, Father Abraham. Okay, something going on here. Just a moment, please. I'm having some technical difficulties. Okay, there we go. I hope my sound is coming through pretty good. Let me double check my sound here. Since I was getting some information to the Mikhail, if I'm not coming through clear, please let me know. All right. Okay, back to what I was saying. So we all are evolving. Father Abraham, who we are blessed because of, he was 75 years old when God spoke to him and told him to get out of his father's house and go to a place that he was going to show him. So he was an old man that was told to go to a foreign land. And he and his wife had no children. But God told him he was going to bless him and that if he could count the sand, he'll be that sand at the shoreline, he'll be able to count his children. In other words, there's an endless number. So Abraham is blessed. We are blessed because of that faith. An act of faith and trusting and believing God in the old age. And even then, the promise didn't come to him for another 25 years. So a lot of us, we get impatient waiting on God. But God knows your time. Abraham was able to have his son and see his son grow older and older and was able to see grandchildren. So God knows how to extend your life long enough for you to enjoy the blessing he promised you. In Genesis chapter 28. Amen. We send special prayer to Sister Lila. Amen. I see that remark. Amen. We're praying for you that you'll be blessed and be encouraged. Amen. Haven't heard from you in a while, man. And know that we're still praying for you. Amen. All right. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 15. Genesis 28, excuse me. Verse 15. Genesis 28, verse 15. And the word of the Lord reads, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Father God, as I share this truth today, I pray that all of us are able to receive this promise, that you would not leave us until the thing that you have spoken of us and to us have come to pass. Thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray and receive. Amen and amen. Bless this word, Lord. The Bible shows us many promises of God. These should encourage your heart, your mind, and your soul. These are just seven promises. Once again, the Bible is vast, and there's many promises in the Bible. There's many promises. There are many conditions. Amen. We know if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. That's a promise, but it's a promise with condition. The prerequisite is his people. I mean, you got to be his people. Called by his name. I mean, you can't be ashamed to be called a child of God, a Christian, a believer. Well, humble yourself. That means you humble yourself. You don't be humbled by your circumstances, but you control your actions and humble yourself, your heart, your mind. And you seek the face of God. I mean, you look for an answer. You search him and listen. Praying is that petition. You submit to him the things that you're desiring. But you also, as we prayed earlier, not as I will, but thy will be done. Amen. Prayer is not to bend God to our will, but prayer is to line us up to his will according to what he has spoken of us. Remember Jeremiah chapter 1. He said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. But later on, we see him saying, I know my thoughts towards you, declares the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, with an expected end, to give you an expected end. And so so there's promises that God has for us. Amen. So let me get into these seven promises. Amen. Promise number one. I hope you got your pen, your pencil. If not, remember. You can go back on podcast and listen to this program once again. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, pull up the Six Eyes platform, and you can tap in and listen to any of these broadcasts. But hopefully you're taking notes. Amen. We started off with Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. I'll read it once more, and I'm going to jump into the seven promises. He says, and behold, I am with thee. So God is already with us. He's here, believers. God is with us right now. I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places. The way, wherever you're going, God's going to keep you. If God tells you to move and you move, he's going to keep you. Maybe your neighborhood is not the best neighborhood to live in. Understand that God will keep you right there in the midst of your, maybe you have to travel home late because you get off work late and you're using public transportation and you got to walk down the road by yourself. God says, I'm with thee and I will keep thee in all places whether thou goest. Then he said, and bring thee again into this land. That means even if you were pulled out of a place, of a good place, God said, I know how to return you back to a good place. Maybe you was part of a ministry and you got church hurt or whatever, or some things happened with your transportation. You had to do some other things. There was a shift. God knows how to bring you back in line. He knows how to bring you back into good standing. Amen, somebody. So it brings you again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. God is speaking to us, y'all. Yes, he is. He is speaking to us. The problem is, are we listening? That's the real problem. The real problem is God is talking. You know, the atheist say, nah, I don't hear him because you ain't talking to him and he ain't talking to you. But he's talking to me. Yeah. He spoke to you. You just chose not to hear the words that he spoke to you through my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to hear the heavens open up, but for what? You're not ready to submit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to keep on moving. So God is speaking to our hearts, brothers and sisters. He's speaking to our hearts, which is our mind and soul. He's speaking to us. Okay? God has, there's seven promises of God that we can stand on and hold him accountable to, because he said in his word. Promise number one, God will be with you. See, a lot of us don't believe that, but he promised he'll be with us. So he said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. See, when you're redeemed as a born-again believer, here's a promise, and you can stand on it. So he said, fear not. That means I don't care what's going on in your world. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. I called you by your name. You are mine. Thou art mine. That's what the Lord is saying about us. He has claimed us. He has ownership. You know, you know, a proud parent. That's my baby. That's my baby. That's my child right there. God is owning us. You're mine, says the Lord. Verse 2 on that says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the river they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 3, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Samaria for thee. Verse 4, since thou precious, he said, since thou was precious. Now, if we follow this timeline, we see that they in our eyes, they was rebellious. They had started doing what the pagans were doing. They started living life differently. But God says here in the verse, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Where you say that at? Where is that? Is in the Bible? Okay, preacher, where in the Bible is it? Now, I would make you do some homework, but Missionary King got a program, and he like to say, with no homework. So I'm going to give you no homework. Okay? I'm going to tell you where it is, but it is going to be a little homework. I want you to read it for yourself. You want to turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. And read that for yourself. Read Isaiah chapter 43. Start there in verse 1. Now, I only gave you the first four verses, but there's so much more that you can read, okay? Read these things because the Bible for us is our constitution. I'll say it again. The Bible for the believer is our constitution. And so when we pray, just like a person might go to court, by a violation about something that they're trying to establish. And you must use the Constitution to get the courts to do what it is that you're requiring. So what we are requiring is God to be with us. And so when we go to God with his word. He says, put me in remembrance of my own word. So when we're praying, we say, Lord, you said over in Isaiah 43 that you would be with me. You told me not to fear, that you have redeemed me, Father God. And you said that I'm yours, Father God. And you said that I was precious in your sight. See, that's how you pray. You pray reminding God what he said in his word. You think God ain't forgot? Nah, he just want to know, do you remember? And do you know? Amen, somebody. So that's number one. So number one, God said, I will be with you. Okay? So number two, promise number two, he said, he will protect us. Wow. See, it's all right to know that God is with you, but he's more than just with you. He said, not only am I going to be with you, but I'm going to protect you. That's a promise. That's why you don't have to fear, because there's a promise of protection. You know, I have a younger brother, and so he felt confident knowing that I was there, because I wasn't going to allow nothing to happen to him, because he was my younger brother. And he knew I couldn't go home without my younger brother. I had to deal with mama. So he knew there was a certain comfort. Amen. And so God is greater than all of us. And he said, I will protect you. Well, this is what he said when he's talking about protecting us. He says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield. His what? His truth. See, that's powerful right there. His truth is the shield. Why do you have a shield? The shield is designed to protect you from attacks that's coming directly at you from the front or above. So he said his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. It got you all the way around. Where he say that at? Well, he said that in the book of Psalms. Psalms 91, the 91 division of Psalms. Read it for you once. I'll start there on the fourth verse. Amen. And you'll see that he says, he shall cover thee. Truth, that's his word. His truth is going to be your shield and your buckler. Amen. Amen. I mean, he got you covered. Glory to God. Amen. So that's number two. So number one, God will be with you. Number two, God will protect you. So those two promises. We got time to go. Lord, help me today get finished on time. What time we got? All right. I got to quit adding all this stuff in there and just tell it to you. Amen. Amen. But I'm excited about it. I get excited about when I see the promises that God has for us. Because it give me more hope and give me more courage. Amen. Every now and then, the preacher needs to be encouraged too. So I ain't just talking to you tonight. I'm talking to me too. I'm encouraging myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So number three, God will be your strength. Oh, I felt so weak. Oh, I feel so tired. That's sometimes we let the words come out of our mouth. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop saying defeated words out of our mouth. We got to do it. We got to stop. Because God will be your strength. He promised to be our strength. Where he do that at? Well, before I tell you where it at, let me tell you what it says. And maybe you'll figure out where it's at before I finish. He says, glory to God, that he would be our strength. He says, in that verse 10, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen, written in the King James Version. When they added that T-H-E-N, that made that an action thing, an ongoing thing. So he ain't going to make you strong one time. He's going to make you strong again and again and again and again and again. And again, he'll be like that little energizer bunny and going and going. God will strengthen you. So once again, he said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'm your keeper. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. You ever say, Lord, help, help, help? He will cry out, help. You ever been in a situation where you just say, help? I know. And if you ever been in that situation, guess what? I know help came because you're here. You're listening. So that means some kind of help came. Some kind of help came because you're here right now. Glory to God. And you were so glad when they helped you. Yea, I will uphold thee. Well, the right hand of my righteousness. Whoa, not our righteousness. Because, you know, our righteousness are shortchanged people. Because we say they don't deserve that much, and we give them a little. But God want to bless us in abundance because he want us to bless someone else. Amen, somebody. So once again, promise number three tonight. Is God will be your strength. He said, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Amen. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yes, I'm going to help you. Yes, I'm going to uphold you with my right hand of my righteousness. Once again, we're in Isaiah. By Isaiah 41. So Isaiah chapter 41, find that, and you'll see that through those, starting there at that verse number 10. Amen. Number four, our fourth promise from God in the Word is God will answer you. Some of us be scared to pray because we're scared God not going to answer. True enough, he may answer something that you don't want to hear, and maybe that's the reason why you didn't pray because you already knew he wasn't going to give you the answer that you wanted. That means you knew what you should have been doing all along. So be of good courage and do what's right. But he said, God will answer you. That's number four. If you pray, God will answer you. Amen. So he said, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So if you're confused, you don't know, you don't understand, and you're really trying to do right, God says, plain and simple, call upon me. Verse number three, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33. God say, I'm gonna strengthen you, but you gotta call me. See, that's the prerequisite. He's not just going to strengthen you and you haven't acted. You haven't sought. You haven't been in the right place. Maybe you may have certain strength that's lingering, but God will give you added strength. That's just anointing. The anointing of God gives you the ability to finish the task. And the task is what he has set. So God will answer you. Amen. So that was number four. Amen. Number five, and we're moving along. We're moving along. We got time. We still got time. Number five, God will provide for you. One of the biggest challenges is, especially when you have children, is making life changes. You know, changing from one job to another, moving from one state to another, moving across town, making things that if things go wrong, it's not only going to affect you, but going to affect you and your children. So that's a challenge, you know. And even having children, my youngest son, when me and my wife married my youngest son, she wanted him, and I said, we ain't finna have no children. And I was talking all that. We not gonna have no child until God let me know that we can provide. I'm the head of the house, and that's just gonna be that. God gonna have to let me know. Because back then I was counting every penny, every dime, trying to take care of the other three and do what's right by them and take care of the house note and trying to build a business then. And I was like, I'm not bringing a child in here that I can't feed. And it was one time she was asking people, she said, y'all pray with me. And I rebuked them all. I said, I don't care what y'all say. I said, the Lord going to have to talk to me. And now, mind you, I was just that bold, but that's my wife, so we wasn't using what they call protection, but we were still doing what a husband and wife can do legally. So I knew my wife, and my wife knew me. Amen. And we was knowing one another on a regular basis. But I was still saying, we ain't finna have no children. we're not finna have another child until the Lord allows me to know what's what. And I had been fasting and praying about something else because I was ministering then, speaking engagements and different things. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning the matter of having faith in Him provide for me. And, you know, His memory served me well. I think the first part of that is, you know, God was reminding me that He's already brought me that far, and He's already been good to me. And just like He took care of me then, how much more would He do then? And one of the things that God promised me, He said, you take care of my children, and I'll take care of yours. And I tell you, I came out of that situation differently. When I received that from God, if I take care of His, He'll take care of mine. All of my worries about my children away. I mean, literally, it was almost impossible for me to really worry. I'd be concerned, but I really wasn't that type of, when they wasn't around me, what have you, I didn't worry because I had a promise. And because I was being faithful as a minister to be active and proactive in the lives of other people that was believers, I knew that I was taking care of God's children. And so I knew God was going to take care of mine. And I promise you, I got countless testimonies, really countless testimonies, of all the provision that happened for my youngest son that made it seem like I had a whole lot of money. And people was like, man, well, Bonnie, you doing all right, what? And they didn't know I was scraping the barrel, but God was opening doors and causing people to bless me for my son's sake. I have people that would say, hey, the first lady of the church gave me a check, said, hey, The Lord told me to give this to you for your son's school clothes. I'm just saying, God, I thank you. My son wanted to play football, and he had to pay the insurance and all of this, and I didn't have it all at the time when I was still trying to manage the mortgage, had a big mortgage. My wife's health had done failed, and so things were changing, and so she was not working as much at the time, and there were some challenges, and I was like, Lord, I don't know. And I talked to my son. I said, son, I don't know if daddy going to be able to do it. He said, daddy, it's all right. You said God will provide. And sure enough, the coach would come and say, you know what? I had these donated, so I want to get these pads and this equipment for your son so he can play. We need him on the team. He's good. And just one door after the other, one door after the other. Gang sister, family members say, hey, I'm sending your son this. Clothes. Somebody just say, hey, I had these clothes, and give us brand new clothes. They had the price tags on them. Just not hand-me-downs, just brand new stuff. That was just for us. So year after year, we just experienced a miracle after miracle, blessing after blessing, concerning my son. And that was because I had been in a relationship with God and heard him say, take care of mine, I'll take care of yours. And I took God at his word. And that same blessed me today. And my son driving a wonderful car. I took him to the car. He didn't follow instructions, and car was down, and he said, Dad, I need you. And I said, all right, well, we're going I'll put work on hold, and we're going to go see about getting you another car, because you got to have a car, because God has blessed you with a good job. Bless him with an amazing job. He done went to college, got a degree in HVAC, do heat and air, and end up getting a job. And on the job, got promoted to lead, making more money than he would have been making if he started in the profession that he went to school for. I said, yeah, you can't lose the job, so you need to hold on to it. First time really in a management supervisor position in his early 20s. And we walk on the parking lot, and I'm showing him stuff. I said, man, hey, let's look at this car one more time. And they said, y'all like that car? I said, yes, this is a little bit top of the line. We went in there, and the price that was on there, we ended up getting it for lower. Just one blessing after the other, one through his whole life. And so countless testimonies. And I know this ain't testimony time, but it is testimony time, because he said, number five, I will provide for you. And so I remind my son every now and then. I say, son, remember the Lord is providing for you. So don't abuse what God has given you. Be mindful that God gave you those things. Don't boast about them. And never allow them to have you. Because God don't care about us having stuff. He don't mind. He just don't want stuff having us. We can have stuff, but he don't want stuff having us. He wants us. Why? Because earlier he said, thou art mine. That's that first promise. That he's going to be with us. So we belong to him. So number five again. God will provide for you. The verse says, verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's a promise. We can stand on that promise. How can we stand on that promise? We turn to Philippians chapter 4. And on Philippians chapter 4, we find verse number 19. And we say, and we read it. And we say, Lord, your word, here it is. It precedes. It says, but. That means, Lord, that you jumped in between what happened before. You said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, you said you're going to do it by your son, by faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone. We can't put our faith in people. Although God uses people, but your faith is not in people. So if one won't do, don't be so bent out of shape. God knows where your blessings need to come from. Number six, God will give you peace. Whew. Man, I can tell you that almost sound like number one. Because in a noisy generation, sometimes you just want peace. That's the blessing of going home after a long day of work, being overlooked, pushed around, or just the struggle of work itself. Is going home to your house and there'll be peace in your house. Wives, you got a husband that got a hard job, please, at least for the first 2 hours when that man get home, don't nag him. Let him have that peace because they're going to give him strength to want to keep going and to do it again. Amen, somebody. God will give you peace. Verse number six says, "I'm gonna tell you what book. Let's follow me first. Follow me first. We already in Philippians. I'm gonna help you. Be careful for nothing. What? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Not to God mama, not to God daddy, not to sugar mama, not to sugar daddy. Please don't have a sugar mama and sugar daddy. Please, please, please. Let God be your provider. Don't look for people to bring you peace. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's why I had to read it again. See, we pray, and then that supplication, we meditate on it and all of that, and believe, but you got to be thankful. Got to be thankful. Why? Because God don't have to do it. But he gave a promise in his word that he would. So be thankful so that you, by your unthankfulness, don't delay what he wants to send you today. Let your request be made known unto God. It's a request, but it's one that's given in humbleness. Your prayer and supplication is to line you up with the will of God. And you tell him what's in your heart, what's in your mind. But you have this type of prayer, nevertheless, Lord, not as I will, but your will be done. And watch God bless you abundantly. Once again, that was in Philippians still, chapter number 4. We just read a different verse. Amen. All right. Finally, promise number 7. And we're at the end. And I opened up the line to give you opportunity for those of you that may want to have a little feedback. We got about 19 more minutes in the program, 18 more minutes. And so, promise number 7. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't read all of what I supposed to read for you. Now, I guess I got excited. But let me back up to promise number 6. God will give you peace. That's the promise. Okay? He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. And the peace of God. See, I said peace, but I didn't get to the peace. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ, not through your indulgence of alcohol, illicit sex, power tripping, anything drug-related. It's all in the spiritual. This is a spiritual application. And it is not to be driven by the flesh. God will give you peace. So be careful for nothing. In other words, don't want something so bad that you do anything to get it. No. Don't do that. Yeah, I know I'm making a statement of what not to do. Don't do that. Don't get so anxious, so in a hurry to make something happen before the time that you miss what God is saying and you miss what God has done. So be careful for nothing in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. That means we don't even know how God do it, but it passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind. Your heart, that's your innermost being. And your mind, your thought process through Jesus Christ. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Now, promise number 7. God will always love you. God will always love you. Yesterday we read John 3:16 and 17. So we're going to finish up today reading that one more time, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. It doesn't say so God loved only his obedient. It don't say God only loved this group of people or that group of people. So this takes it out of the compound of God only loved the Jews or the Israelites or whatever. Mm-hmm. No. God so loved the world. That's everybody. Everybody. Everyone. All of them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a promise. The promise is that it's available for you. What's available for you? Everlasting life. But you're only going to get it through Jesus Christ. You're going to get it through Christ. Can't get it no other way. It is not available any other way. But it's a promise for all of us that choose that way. God bless you once again. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak to your heart and mind today. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, I encourage you to accept him as your personal Savior, because we need a personal Savior. What are we going to be saved from? We're going to be saved from the final judgment into the lake of fire. But we're also going to be saved from our own deceitful heart. What? We're going to be saved from our own deceitful heart. Why? Because every now and then in life, my heart can mislead me. The Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? So David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, because my heart can deceive me. My heart can mislead me. So I've opened up all the lines. I want to say thank you for joining us today. I want to give you an opportunity if you have any questions or takeaway. I love takeaways. Something that stuck out to you, that encouraged you, that blessed you. Maybe something I said that you haven't heard before and you hold on to it. But at this time, all the mics are open. God bless you. It's ready to go.
Pastor Bonnet, okay, you read 2 Chronicles 7:14, okay? And this little thought came into my mind, okay? As you know, the Bible tells us in the New Testament that we are adopted and we cry, Abba, Father.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, do you know what your new name is?
It's by his name, not our name.
Yeah, but do you know what your new name is? I know what my new name is. Do you know what yours is?
I know what mine is, but what's yours?
Ben Yeshua.
Say it one more time.
Ken Ben Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Ken, son of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ben Yeshua. Yeshua is Jesus' name. And Ben-Yu is Ben-Yu in the Jewish language means son of.
Okay.
So your new name would be Kenneth Ben-Yu Yeshua.
Okay. Okay.
So now you know your new name.
Okay. Well,
Hallelujah.
Actually, God gave me a new spiritual name that I keep that between me and the Lord, as he gave me that name years ago as a time of worship. I heard audibly the Lord told me I was entering my house in Jacksonville, Florida. And the Lord told me, says, when you enter in your home, open up your Bible and the word that shall open up to you. Then open up your Bible and the word that shall open up to you is your word for you. And as I opened up the Bible, it literally fell to a particular scripture and text. And as I read it, that was me when I received the gospel to accept my full calling into the ministry. And as I laid on the bed, he spoke my name to me and gave me my commandment of what to do. And so I've been on that page ever since.
Right. But I'm just saying.
I appreciate that. Now you're good. You're good with what you said. Everything you said was all good. We ain't challenging. There's no challenges on the table other than to step on the head of the devil. Well, that's the challenge. Can we step on the devil's head? Can we step on the devil? Amen. We're not stepping on one another. We're stepping on the devil.
No. We're like not. I said, that's what I was going by. 2 Chronicles 7:14. What your name that Jesus sees your name as far as when he says, because you're a child of his, that would be your son name. But the name he gave you, what he told you, that's your spiritual name and that you should keep. I'm with you on that.
Testament. Yeah, because in Revelation it tells us he's going to give us our new name. But anyway,
right.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on. I enjoyed all that. I did a teaching on Yeshua and all of that earlier. So that's wonderful. But that's wonderful. Wonderful. Anyone else? And thank you again, Missionary Ken. Y'all have to excuse us, preachers. We get caught up in the word. So we'll go deep on y'all. Y'all have to watch us. Amen. Anybody else tonight, you enjoyed the seven promises of God? Is something that you've taken from it? Do you have a question concerning it before we end our program tonight?
Hello, Dad.
Hey, Emily.
You got
a question or comment or takeaway?
No, I just got one little comment. It was a good message, and I'm going to have to go back and read that again.
Okay.
Now, where were you tonight again, Dad?
You're going to have to listen to the program all over. So we started out with Genesis, chapter 28,
okay.
Verse 15. And,
okay.
But I introduced to us seven promises from God. And we find those seven promises. And those seven promises are found in Isaiah 43. Isaiah 41, Psalms 91, Jeremiah 33, three verses out of Philippians 4, and the one we all know, the verse out of John, which is John 3:16.
I know
you
what
got
all that
work.
I'll get Kenny to put that on my thumb drive for me. Give him a little bit of work to do.
He don't mind. He can do it.
He got my thumb drive over there. He could hook me up.
All right, Ken. You heard your assignment. Now, Ken, listen there, Ken. You heard your assignment. She need the broadcast. She need the program one more time so she can get those seven promises. But next time, you got to have your pen and your paper so you can write it down. And
no, she uses a braille writer.
Keep it up, Kenny. You're going to get it.
All right. Anyone else has a comment, a takeaway that you like to share or a question you like to ask? Going what? Going twice? All right. That's it.
Was Rick still with us there, Dad?
Yes, he is. He's still with us. We're going to pause for a break here, and we'll be right back.
Was trying hard to break, and every time he thought it got better, he would make another mistake. Though he knows he's far from perfect, he is trying to live right. He asked me to ask you, Father, would you hear his prayer tonight? He said, tell him that talk to God.
She said, not so good lately. Then I told her, girl, you know, you can always talk to me. She said, these days haven't been so happy. Haven't had much peace of mind. Now I know that I should be praying, but I haven't had much time. So could you tell me?
Amen. As we end our program tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to sow seeds into this radio program. We ask Missionary Ken to come now as the song plays lonely in the background to give you information on how you may contribute to this wonderful program.
Well, there are several ways you could go about doing that. First off, for those of you who have the PayPal platform, you go to paypal.com and you enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2. S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, enter there. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And then, of course, if you wish to get a money order or check to Brother Six, you can email him at 6i6@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Put in your subject line donation information for Six Eyes Radio Network, and he will send you along pay to information and snail mail information as to where to send your check or money order. And God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Once again, we want to say thank you for your attendance on today's programming. We thank you for your time. We value your time. This program is slated from 8 to 10, and so in certain zones they're 9 to 11. So we want to honor your time and release you at this time. Once again, our prayers are for you and your family. We're still praying for those over there across the world that's dealing with this war issue right now. We want to pray that God will bring peace to that nation in the name of Jesus. And so let's continue to pray for them and pray for our own nation. And the things that we're still dealing with as a nation. Hey, we love you with the love of Christ. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonney. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Sleep well. Travel mercy be upon you. Amen. Good night.